Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1749, the topic is nutrition and the title is Recovering from an Eating Disorder, Learning How to Eat Again. I know the eating disorder, some people refer to it as disorder eating, thinking there's, you know, like a PC difference, politically correctness difference. But however you want to name it, if you've been eating in an odd, unhealthy way, and you're now wanting to eat in a healthy way. So if you've been struggling with under-eating, which is typical, like disordered eating is for under-eating, there absolutely is disordered eating for overeating. Yes. What I'm looking at today is coming back from under-eating. So today's advice is if you've been under-eating as your form of disordered eating, how can you get back into a healthy routine and like kind of do that in spite of or account for nervousness to like gain body fat, nervousness to cause like stomach or digestion issues, maybe water bloat. So maybe you tried eating more, but you gained a bunch of weight. Maybe you tried eating more, but you had a lot of bloating, a lot of gas, diarrhea, issues like that. So what I want to do today is just discuss some thoughts and some general like approach concepts and just give somebody something they can start with. That's kind of the idea. The two things I want to start with are actually supplements. believe it or not, part of the challenge of getting back to eating healthy again can be that the body is not ready yet. And what I mean by that is when you've been chronically under eating, we can have issues with gut bacteria. There are probiotics, which are basically like digestive kind of enzymes. They can help make sure that the bacteria that is in your gut is sufficient to break down the food that you're eating. Sometimes you're eating good food, but your body doesn't have the bacteria to break it down. Therefore, you get the gas, you get the bloating, you get the water bloat, you get all the no good stuff. It didn't mean that you were eating the wrong food, which can be extremely frustrating. You know, you're like, man, what the hell can I eat? It doesn't seem like I can eat anything. Everything pisses my stomach off. Everything makes me feel like crap. Part of that is going to be that you just don't have the gut bacteria that you need to break the foods down. So a supplement can help. One that I recommend to clients a lot is by the company Garden of Life. It's called Raw Probiotics for Women and Men, and that's a really good one. A lot of people tolerate it really well. It has made an impact for pretty much everybody I've ever recommended it to. There's no refrigeration required. You can order it off Amazon if you live in a place where Amazon lives, which for some of the podcast listeners, no, I know you don't. But probiotics can help a lot. And then there's also a supplement called Zypan, which is made by the company Standard Process. And again, you can get this on Amazon as well. Zypan, Z-Y-P-A-N. It helps with digestion. It basically helps with digestion of fat. So if you consume high fat content food, this will help break that down. This helps if people have like gallbladder issues, any kind of digestive issue related to trying to break down fats. There's chemicals and stuff involved. But if you know that you have an issue with high fat content foods or meals, Zypan would be a great supplement you would take with those meals. I would recommend trying to avoid high fat meals, but if you do it, if you do have a high-fat meal, or if you're nervous if this meal is like on the edge of high-fat or not, you can add the Zypan with the meal. So probiotics you would take every day, Zypan you would take with high-fatty meals. Those two things will help just ensure that your body has what it needs to start processing food correctly since you're trying to build your food back up. Okay. Now, the three tips that I would give when it comes to kind of nutritional components, they fall under the concept of start slow. Overwhelmingly, when people want to eat healthy, they look up a nutrition plan online and they're like, oh, okay, you know, this is a healthy nutrition plan. I'm going to eat this. Woof. That can be quite a difference from where you're at. maybe you were only eating, you know, between 600 to 1,000 calories a day, and all of a sudden that healthy plan is 1,500 calories. That's going to put you in a surplus. You are going to gain body fat. So we want to start slow. We want to kind of build our calories up slowly over time. There's a couple schools of thought. I've worked with people who were recommended to me by a therapist, and we've a psychologist therapist, and we've talked about the different approaches to correcting disordered eating. One school of thought, this does not mean it's right for everyone, but one school of thought, and I like this because this is my personality, is to educate yourself on foods. This is how I got through my eating disorder. So I actually had an eating disorder. I was anorexic for 2.5 years. I tried to eat as little as humanly possible without feeling like total shit, even though I felt like total shit. And it was a big struggle to try to relearn to eat. And what helped me was to educate myself and learn more about food. As I felt like I understood food more, I felt more empowered to make nutritional choices because I knew what the food was going to do for me. One of the things I did was I started eating protein because I wanted to build muscle tissue, and I knew that protein doesn't convert to body fat unless like super extreme cases. So I was like, well, okay, well, I can start eating more protein and not worry about body fat. That'll give me a little more energy throughout the day. That'll give me more muscle mass. That'll give me more muscle recovery, more repair throughout the day for my body as a whole system. And I started feeling better. I wasn't gaining body fat. So for me, education helped a lot. Part of the education, at that time, we didn't have internet. So I had to buy this macronutrient book. It was a small little book you'd carry around with you. It was like 3 inches by 4 inches, but like an inch thick. And it had all the nutritional facts of every food under the sun. And I had to look through that book and flip through it and find all the numbers. Nowadays, we have the nutrition tracking apps. You have MyFitnessPal, My Macros. Those are kind of the two most common ones that clients use. There's a lot of them out there. But I would recommend doing that. I know that it can be scary to look at your food, to start to like calculate numbers. But if we don't do something different, we don't get something different. And part of learning how to eat healthy for the rest of your life will be learning what food does for you and how your body, specifically your body, reacts to food. Everybody reacts a little bit different. So you want to kind of experiment. You want to learn. You want to start to empower yourself to understand and know more about what you're eating, what you're feeling, and how you can make those changes. So I do recommend that people sign up for MyFitnessPal, My Macros. If you're nervous about this, hire me as your coach. I'll work with you for a month or two, and we'll get you on the right way. You don't have to hire me at all, but just to get you through the hump. If you're super nervous and you're like, I don't want to just go through that on my own, you're not alone. Get my help and I'll help you, okay? But MyFitnessPal, My Macros, something like that. And then you want to kind of just plug in what you eat per day. What we'd like to do is we would like to say, okay, over the course of a week, what's my average daily calorie intake? Maybe over the course of a week, I average 800 calories, maybe 1,000 calories, maybe 1,200 calories. We want to find out what that is. If you've been coming from an under-eating point of view, like an under-eating history, you're going to likely be lower than where you need to be. But we can't just jump up to normal healthy standards because you will accrue body fat. There's a website, there's a document on our website, www.brittleirongym.com. If you go to free nutrition education, the first link there is a link for creating your own nutrition program. It will actually teach you and tell you the ranges your calories should be based on your body weight. Roughly, it would be body weight times 11 is kind of like the lowest you want to be on calories. Now, this is lean body weight. So if you weigh 200 pounds, but you're like, yeah, there's actually only like 130-pound person inside of here, then you want to eat closer to the 130 times 11, not 200 times 11. But that gives you like a ballpark idea. If your calculation comes out to be, say, 1,300 calories or 1,500 calories, and you're like, holy crap, I'm only at 600. Don't just go to 15. Don't just go to 13. See what your average is. And then every 2 to 4 weeks, let's say that, try to increase that average 100 calories. So maybe you find out you're averaging 800 calories a day. The next 2 weeks, try to get 900 calories a day. If you feel good, you're happy with everything, then go ahead and add another 100. If you feel kind of still nervous, you still haven't been super consistent with it, wait. You know, wait another a third or fourth week. So every 2 to 4 weeks, try to add 100 calories until you get to that body weight times 11, and that's going to get you roughly back to a quote-unquote healthier place to be. And calories are definitely the thing I would focus on most. Don't worry about sugars. Don't worry about carbs, fats, protein, anything like that for now. For now. Just focus on getting your calories where they need to be, and then you would start to say, okay, can I get enough protein within these calories? Can I reduce sugar? Things like that. Podcast 1745, so not too many ago, just four ago, is a podcast titled Tips to Improve Macronutrient Consistency. That would be a great podcast to listen to, and that'll help you just kind of break down your day. How do I track these more accurately without a ton of stress? So that's where I would actually start. The second tip is food specific, but I would try to avoid really high fiber meals. If you have really high fiber meals and you have not been having a lot of fiber, they will mess you up stomach wise, gas, bloating, diarrhea, they'll mess you up. So you got to keep fiber down per meal. I'm going to give you more tips on that in a second. Then the third tip is make sure your hydration is consistent. If you have a lot of water some days, not a lot of water some days, your hydration is super high, then super low, you're going to have variances in water retention, and you're going to feel puffy some days, you're going to feel okay some days, but it's going to be all over the place, and that's going to mentally mess you up. The idea of hydration is we should be somewhere between half an ounce to 1 ounce per pound of body weight. But again, that's kind of lean body weight. So if you were to say, okay, how much would I weigh if I was in like a bikini on the beach or swimming trunks on the beach? That would be the idea, like kind of where a healthy weight would be that we would use for these calculations. Now, those are the three tips. So track your current intake, bring your weekly average up about 100 calories. Daily average up 100 calories every 2 to 4 weeks, and do that until you get to lean body weight times 11. Get that free document on the website to learn more about that. Podcast 1745 to talk about macronutrient consistency. Keep your fiber low per meal and keep your hydration consistent. Then comes the question of, well, what do I eat? I want to give you some sample meals and some places to start. This is not 100% perfect for everybody, but I'm just going to throw some things out there and get you started, get you some ideas. The general premise is to eat foods you like and try to eat small meals throughout the day. If you eat larger meals, you're going to have more digestive stress. And if you're coming from a place of under-eating, you're not going to like any of the digestive stress, and your body's going to be very sensitive, so you're going to get digestive stress from very easy things. Like a normal meal for normal people would cause problems for you. So we want to be more careful by eating smaller meals. That just makes it, per meal, less stressful on our digestive system. And again, the probiotics and the Zypan will help, but we can also help ourselves by doing lower volume meals, lower calorie meals. So we'd want to spread that out. Try to eat, and this is discussed in podcast 1745, but try to eat, you know, maybe every 3-ish hours. So you might look for 5 or 6 quote-unquote meals a day, but a lot of them are just going to be snacks. You're just kind of putting in a little bit of food, get through the next 2 or 3 hours, a little bit of food, next 2 or 3 hours, next little bit of food, just a little bit, little meals like that. So examples of breakfast would be 2 eggs, 2 scrambled eggs, maybe 2 slices of like low fiber bread. You could put a tablespoon of butter on there. You can have a small apple and a glass of milk. So 2 eggs, 2 pieces of bread, butter to taste, an apple and some milk. That could be good. If you don't want dairy, you could do a cup of quinoa, which is a fancy type of rice, but it's a really healthy rice because it keeps, basically you don't have a lot of insulin response to it. So you're not going to get as much of like a energy crash after eating it. So a cup of quinoa, you could do a tablespoon of almond butter and a banana. And you could add in like maybe a little bit of a protein shake if you want, like a little bit of a protein drink. Or you just do the quinoa, the banana, and the almond butter. Very quick, very easy, simple stuff. You can cook the quinoa in like a larger batch and then just heat it up when you want it. There's a couple ways to make those meals pretty quick, but those are pretty 2 good meals. They're lower-ish in calories, lower-ish in fiber, and they're going to be usually digested well. For like a mid-morning snack, You could eat like low-fat yogurt in a banana. That would be a good way to get some protein in, get some energy in. You could also do just 2 ounces of like a turkey jerky. That's good protein, very minimal fiber. And those are also very light and quick and easy to eat. For lunch, you could do 4 ounces of grilled chicken with some white rice and broccoli. And then maybe throw in a small orange for something sweet to taste. And if you keep that small, like the broccoli is only maybe a cup of broccoli. The cup of rice and then 4 ounces of chicken breast, something like that, would be a lower volume meal, not a ton of fiber in that meal. And you get a little bit of something sweet with that orange, but it's not going to be a lot of sugar. Another example could be the 4 ounces of chicken breast. You could do like carrots, like a vegetable medley. Maybe you do squash, carrots, maybe some white potatoes, you know, chopped up, blended together. Beets are a good mix. So you would blend that together as like the energy source rather than rice. Now, chicken breast, you don't have to do. You could do turkey, you could do fish, you could do any kind of like lean meat. You could do like a lean red meat if you want some red meat in there to help with iron. Then we have a mid-afternoon snack. You could do maybe 1 ounce of almonds. You could do mixed nuts. You could do a nut butter. Like they have packets of nut butters that you can just tear open and eat. That's quick and easy. Hummus is something that's quick and easy with vegetables. Then dinner, you could do, like, for example, salmon and a baked potato. That would be really good. You could put together another like piece of fruit if you want, like a pear or something with that would be like nice sweetness. And you want to use that rather than like candies or things like that. Another one, you could do another fish. Again, fish is low fat, which is really good, but high protein. And you could do that with some quinoa and like a vegetable like zucchini or something. So the idea is each meal, you're getting something that has a little bit of protein in it. I told you not to worry about that yet, but just so you know, there's some protein in these meals. But you're getting something that has some calories, has some fats, carbohydrates, proteins, but not a ton of sugar, not a ton of fiber, and the volume isn't very high for any of these meals. So those are example meals that would work well to kind of rebuild your tolerance to be able to eating foods. What I want to do is I'm going to go ahead and make today's podcast into some kind of document and put it on our website. So when you go to Free Nutrition Education on our website, I'm going to make this somehow a handout paired with today's podcast, and you can actually then see the supplements, you can see the advice, and you can see these sample meals. I'll make that into a document over the weekend, and that'll be available on Monday when this podcast is available. I really hope that if somebody is struggling to eat again, you really want to increase your food, but you've just been nervous about gaining body fat, you've been nervous about stomach problems, digestive issues, the probiotics and the Zypan will definitely help. Tracking your calories and building your calorie count up slowly over time will help. Watching your fiber content per meal and then trying to be consistent with hydration. Those are all things that will help this be a much better experience for you. And then, like we said, paired with today's podcast, you can find the document online on our website, and it'll show these sample meals. So that way you can see some portion suggestions, you'll see the combination of what has like protein in it, kind of that kind of stuff. So you can kind of put this together and get a starting place. This is not going to be perfect advice for everybody. It's not going to solve all of your problems, but it is going to give you a better place to start. And that's kind of my main goal of this. If you have additional questions, you can always reach out or email us brutalirongym@gmail.com. I appreciate people listening to the podcast. I want to make sure that you get what you need, which is why I try to put a bunch of free stuff on the website. And I make the services where I'm like one-on-one with you as cheap as I can make them, but where I still can do depth. That's something I've struggled with over my whole career is I want to say yes to everyone, but then I don't help everybody very deeply. So I'm trying to get a blend of limiting my client list so I can help to more depth, but still making money I need to pay bills. I'm not driving in a Ferrari, so I'm not overcharging, but I do want to work with as many people as I can, but I don't want to lose the quality. So that is why I charge for the services and why what I charge, give you an idea for the amounts. But we have a lot of free stuff on the website. You don't have to pay a dime to get help. I want you to be able to find that on the website. But if you are nervous, if you do want one-on-one help, if you want somebody to be there with you, you can let me know that on the website. You can check out our one-on-one services, and I'll be happy to help. Okay. Whew. If you need anything, reach out. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. I wish you the best of luck. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can always find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.